All right, good morning, Wednesday Big Band from Desert Vista High School. My name is Eric Applegate, here with you from the University of Northern Colorado. Glad to have you here at the Highland ASU Jazz Festival. Certainly appreciate the time, effort, and resources it takes on everybody's part to come and participate in something like this, but it's great for you to do. Great to have other people hear you play, get to hear some other people play. Nice sound, good start. Yeah, nice sound, really good blend. I'd encourage you to put a little more emphasis on the ends of those short notes. Make sure your tongue stops. Dude it, do 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 it. I'm hearing in the saxes. Yeah, nice to hear it a little bit stronger in the brass as well. Yeah, trumpets, just be careful of vibrato in section writing. You know, when you're playing together, it makes one voice kind of stick out. It's a nice feel on the ride cymbal there with our drummer. Good placement. Just remember, that's your primary voice and primary focus, so you want that to be driving and lively. So that's where your focus is. That ride cymbal. A day, day, a day, day, a day, day, a day, day, a day. Want to have some intensity, some liveliness, you know, a sense of dance. Yeah, our bass player doing a good job. I'm watching you play right now. You're keeping those walking bass notes really long and connected. That's right on. As you keep working, I'd encourage you to, you know, just keep doing scales, scale fragment exercises, you know, broken thirds, broken fourths, digital patterns, that kind of thing, to help keep increasing the strength in your left hand and the dexterity, facility. And as you stand with the bass, I encourage you to just check out how you're standing. You've got just make sure you're standing up 100% straight, because that's going to be better for your body in the long run. Yeah, so now the band's louder. It'd be nice to hear more volume from the drums as well, so the drums can come up more when the band's playing loud. Yeah, and when the sound gets softer, still support it in the winds, right? You got to keep that air moving, even if you're playing softer. Yeah, nice job. So nice balance, nice blend. Watch the vibrato on section, hard to say it, but when a section is playing together, be careful of individuals using vibrato. Concentrate on the ending syllables so that we're together and we're agreeing on the length of notes, and that we can really hear that tongue stop. That is a big part of the rhythmic feel and rhythmic drive. There's a big difference between do, do, da, do, da, do, da, do, and do, dit, and do, dit, do, dit, do, dit. It's the same tempo, but there's a big difference in the feel of the intensity. And let's work on that ride cymbal beat to have that have some liveliness to it and some drive and some dance. Thank you. Yeah. Nice sex is, I'd say you could even just make more out of that. Like, you could really make it super greasy and really, really down and mean and dirty. Yeah. So, you know, the ride cymbal could be bigger sounding. I'm not just talking just volume, but like in terms of attitude. Day, day, ga 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 day. And then I'd keep that time feel going through the end of the melody rather than kind of filling on the drums around it. Yeah, it sounds like folks are trying to, are tonguing all those notes. Da 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 da. I'd encourage you to think about how you're articulating and which notes you're going to tongue, which ones, which notes you're not. Do do you do day, da do you do day, da do you do day. So be thinking about your articulations, which notes you're going to tongue, what sound, what syllable you're going to use on that tongue, which notes you're going to slur, which ones are going to be accented, etc., etc. Yeah, and that make a big deal out of that sax. But do a you a diddle do a do a you a diddle. Yeah, so far both on the Moton Swing and Blues in the Night, really, you've got the right idea. You're doing the right stuff. It could just be more, right? So more intense, more dynamic contrast, more sense of singing and connection and telling a story, more sense of dance and movement and greasiness and bluesiness. Just more, 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 more. More passion. Yeah, now I want to keep that tempo moving. A day, day, ga day, day, ga day, day, ga day, day, ga day. You don't want to let it sag down at all at this section of the tune. If anything, it could lift up, you know, but definitely don't want it to sag. Yeah, in that section, some thought about the articulations would help too. Yeah, nice, and then. Overall, the intonation is good in this band. That last chord is one of those, you know, jazz chords that's kind of hard to tune, you know, to get used to where the intervals are. So I'd encourage you to keep investing in slowly picking those chords apart. It's just a matter of letting our ears learn. Sorry, I'm distracted by the joke. So I'd encourage you to keep investing time in picking apart those chords and learning where those intervals are. You know, sometimes if you go between the lead note, have everyone play the lead note in a comfortable range, and go between that and the written note of the chord, that can kind of sometimes help train the ears. You can break the chords apart, build them up or build them down player by player. Be nice to hear some dynamic phrasing in each one of those little motives in the introduction. Yeah, Even though it's soft, you want the intensity of the groove. Da you do that dit dit. Da do do ga dega 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 de still needs to be like a little more driving. It's a little more pointed. Ticka 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 ooh duck da dega da da do do da you da. Think about accenting higher notes or lower notes in the line. Even if it's not written in, but da do da you do da do da do da you da, it will have more energy than not. You're doing it a little bit, but it could be even more. But in the same, at the same time, you got to keep the line really legato in the saxes. So it's legato with short notes in it, if that makes any sense. Yeah, more accents. Maybe the drums, we could do something different in this section than what we've had during the head, since it's such a different texture. Maybe come on to the snare drum or the hi-hat. Drummer, as always, got a big role to play orchestrationally, so you always want to be thinking and use your creativity and your listening models to come up with the textures that are appropriate in the context. Yeah, more ride cymbal, louder, more intense. Yeah, Luke, you're playing nice notes and good rhythms. Yeah. Good. So there are a lot of songs that have the harmonic, like the chord changes of this song or the chord change elements of this. So there'd be a lot of resources. I'm sure Mr. Krill could point you in the direction of some recordings where you could steal some ideas from those players. So that's really going to help you develop some authentic jazz language. And you want to develop some heroes on the alto saxophone. Ben, nice sound on the trombone. Yeah, good. Good job. So similar comments to you, Ben, and I'll finish up with Luke as well. But you want to be developing a list of heroes. So who do you want to, who really moves you? Is that Cannonball Adderley or Dick Oates or J.J. Johnson, Curtis Fuller? You want to start learning solos that they played and have that information get into your own playing. That'd be nice to hear now that, you know, more of the band is playing, a little more volume from the drums to balance that. Yeah, so Ben, yeah, similar comments to you. You're choosing good notes and good rhythms. It's just time to start digging in and getting some authentic jazz language happening through transcription. Also, I'd suggest you experiment with a different vowel sound on your tongue. It sounds like you're using a very hard tongue. Ta 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 ta. Try a D. Do 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 do. And do some slurring, you know. Do 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 do. Not everything should be tongue. Not da 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 da. Yeah, just more support intensity on the fronts of sounds. Think about having your air locked and loaded before you need to play. Da you da da, not ha da, but do you da da. You just got to breathe in time together and have your air locked and loaded before you want the sound to start. We're looking for a really strong front to the sounds. Thank you. Yeah, nice contrast of dynamics there in the overall band. And I like how when you're playing a unison idea in the whole band, you're not playing too loudly. Nice job. That's a really nice set that Mr. Krill has selected for you. Gives you a lot of different opportunities to be challenged by different kinds of jazz music, different kinds of feels. And you guys have a lot of stuff going in the right direction. You know, really good developing sound and tone quality on all of the instruments. You have a good sense of a steady beat and the developing sense of the different rhythmic subdivisions. And it's nice to hear some people getting up and blowing some solos. So some things for you just to keep investing in, you know, keep working on the rhythm section, working as a whole to support the story that the arrangement is telling through, essentially through orchestration and through dynamic shaping. That's an important component. An important component in the winds will just be that large world of articulations. So thinking about how notes are going to start, end, which notes are going to be slurred, which notes are going to be accented, because as I said, that's where a lot of the energy and drive comes from in the melodic figures and then the background figures. And then we want to be investing in, of course, listening to a lot of the great big bands, a lot of the great small groups, a lot of the great rhythm sections, a lot of the great funk, soul, and R&B bands. And, of course, a lot of the specific, very influential players on each instrument in the band. So if you folks in the band don't know some of those people and you haven't checked them out and you need to know where to go, ask Mr. Krill. He can point you in the right direction and be checking that out as a group and individually, because that's really where you're going to get the real sense of rhythm and drive and articulation and style. So, awesome. Really nice to hear you guys today. Very nice job. Very well rehearsed. Keep it up, and I look forward to hearing you again in the future. Thanks.